up, everybody? Welcome back to the Boiler Up with Rachel Davis podcast. Today we got a special guest. Today we have family on the line. We have a very, very, very special guest to me, someone that I watched in high school, watched score a lot of points, watched lead his team to a state championship, watched almost not go to Purdue. But ultimately, he ended up going to Purdue, and I love him for it, and I appreciate this man. Eric Hunter, everybody, welcome. What's up,
Yes, Lee? Sir. Appreciate you for having me, boss. Always hey, love, you know it.
Yeah, I want to jump in because I know when I was there, fans always get to see you on the court. They don't really get to see you as a human sometimes. But Eric, kind of just talk about you. Where are you from? Kind of when did you start playing ball? How'd you come up?
Most people know you now from Indianapolis. Pretty much right in the city on northwest side in Pike. I really didn't hoop my whole life. I got to like seventh grade and I had to decide between soccer and basketball. And at the time, I really wanted to play soccer more. But I was just getting better at basketball faster. And so, you know how that is. The better you get, you know that's what you're going with. So.
Right.
That was pretty much it for me as far as, you know, choosing basketball. And I had, you know, a lot more friends in basketball. So that was a pretty easy choice for me. And, that's what I got for that one.
No doubt. So you started taking it seriously more in middle school. You got into high school. You started scoring some points. When did you realize that you was becoming one of those top guys in the city? Or did you ever realize it?
I didn't realize it late until like probably in my sophomore year is when I started, you know, just kind of doing stuff for my school that had never been done before. It was getting recognition, kind of setting a couple records points wise and in certain tournaments and stuff like that. And so, that's really when I realized I was kind of trying to separate myself from, you know, a lot of other players in the city.
No doubt. And then Purdue Coach Payne came into the mix. What separated Payne from other coaches in the Big Ten that was recruiting you? And why did you choose Purdue at that time?
That's a good question. But it's a really easy answer. I just felt like he was the most honest one. I feel like I could trust him. Everything he said is still the same to this day. He's saying the same thing to everybody else. Still saying the same stuff to me. And it's my third year here. And so... that was the biggest thing. It's not like brutally honest, but you know, it's honest to where you understand and it makes sense for me.
Yeah, no doubt. So you coming to Purdue, you come into a real good situation. Y'all take off. Y'all have a run. What's that like as a freshman? Because I come into Purdue and
yeah.
I played in the CBI. I don't even know if you know what that is. You heard of that?
It's another tournament though. It ain't NCAA tournament.
I played in the CBI. We lost at Mackey to end the season in the CBI. So you came in your first year. Y'all win the Big Ten. You go to the Elite Eight. What's that experience like as a freshman?
Man, it was fun. Like, we talk about it all the time. Some of the dudes that's, you know, still here, like Aaron and Sasha that was on that team, we talk about it all the time. And, like that's the good feeling to have is that your team's winning, your team's good, you're getting a recognition. But, like, I mean, you got to think about the dudes I was playing with my freshman year. And they had been through some stuff while they was here, too. And they've always won through it. And kind of, you know, use that as an example for, you know, different teams that I played with past 2 years, of course.
Well, no doubt. Because, I mean, when you come in, you get to watch those guys. You get to see that. And then now, as a junior, when you guys may have some first half struggles this year, but yep. You guys have been there. You've been in those tough games. You've been in this Elite Eight. You know how important those first 4 or 5 minutes are of that second half, which is why I think it's real been real big for y'all, because y'all may be young, but like you just said, you, Sasha, Aaron, I think Trey was there. Y'all been there. You know what I mean? Y'all done it. So, that's big. But, E, you now moving into kind of like this year, this is the most – difficult year, I would say, I've seen in college basketball. What's it like actually being in COVID? I mean, this summertime, you wasn't able to get all your work in. You actually got hurt during COVID. What's that like? Talk about that. Because I mean, and I don't want to cut you off, but I do remember I got hurt. I hurt my knee my senior year. Yeah. And it was treatment around the clock. It was every 2 hours, here, be here. You can get into the weight room whenever you want, rehab. But you guys had restrictions. So it had to be difficult.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was. She was starting back in the summer. We was in and out of quarantine, in and out of, you know, team workouts, individual workouts. And, you know, sometimes the dudes would be not doing anything for like 2 months, depending on the situation, you know. So that was also weird. Of course, me getting hurt, I never got hurt like that. And, you know, for it to happen at a time like this was kind of, it was real frustrating. And just especially because I've been waiting so long to play anyway. Since March of last year.
Right.
So, you know, when it's time to play again, I was ready. I was in full mode, and then that happened. And that was just frustrating just because, you know, it took so long for us to be able to play again.
What's some things that you and the guys, knowing the situation this year, knowing this, I mean, you want to win all the games you can. You want to win the Big Ten. You want to go to the Sweet 16. You want to go to the Elite Eight. You want to go to Final Four. But what's some things that you guys can get out of it, knowing that it's more of a free year in a sense? Are you guys setting other goals as a team?
Not necessarily, you know, goals. We still got the same goals, you know, win the Big Ten, make the tournament, stuff like that. You know, we've been doing this since you was here, since before that. And so, me personally, I just try to continue to learn as much as I can, because it's kind of like we're stealing a year out of it, you know. Mm-hmm. So just being able to learn as much as I can in a year that they say doesn't matter, but it, you know, it still matters. But
exactly.
In reality, it necessarily doesn't. But, just continue to try to learn on my own and use that for the next year.
Yeah, no doubt. Because some people would say you've taken a shift defensively. I mean, I've seen it last year. You checked Cassius Winston. You checked him last year, right,
Mackie? Yeah.
Yeah, so you didn't necessarily get the credit because, I mean, when you got another great defender on your team, they always get the credit. I mean, with Don Knockius play with me, he guarded a lot of dudes that they said I guarded. So I feel you. So I've seen that early, your defensive ability. But is this something that kind of took a shift in you this year to make you want to lock down more, or are you just seeing people just starting to see what you've been doing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's probably a little bit of both. I know this year I had to take it up another level to get the recognition that I wanted for myself and for my team. But, it really started, man, my freshman year when I told them dudes I was playing with, man, and them was the guards I was playing behind. So, of course, I wasn't going to score more points than Carson. And I had to try to find a way to defend just as good as Joe. Because, you know, he got Big Ten honors on defensive team after that year. And then, last year. But, yeah, man, just finding my way on the court was the biggest thing for me. And I knew that was what it was with paint. And, you know, he let it be known, Coach Brent, you know, like, if he can guard, he ain't going to take you out.
That's true.
You know that. Like, ever since that, I mean, I think I've averaged the most minutes on the team now or something like that. I think last year I did too. But, I mean, I always just want to be on the court. I always want to play. So, biggest thing for me with the defensive side of that.
Yeah, because I see you, and this is me talking, obviously, and I come up with my own theories. I mean, Coach Brantley may say I say some crazy stuff. I don't care. But look,
you know,
I see you as a unique point guard on the paint in the sense of when paint had Lujack was quick as you. He was athletic as you. But then you transition. But Lujack couldn't shoot as well as you. I mean, just being honest with you, you can really, really shoot the ball. You're known for shooting the ball. But then you transition to PJ. PJ could really shoot the ball, but he wasn't athletic as you. He wasn't nearly the athlete that you was on the defensive end. You know what I mean? So I think you're kind of in that unique situation, which is why another reason I think you guys are having success even being young, because you stabilize the team on both ends. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can give it on defense, but then also you have a real good sense of time. You know what I mean? You real good about making a big bucket, taking a big bucket, whether you make it or miss it. Just having the ability to be a point guard and just take the shot. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, no, I think all of that is huge. And coming out of COVID, like you said, I know you want to win a lot of games. You're having an exciting season. You've been in the Big Ten 3 years. What's that game or that road trip that you look forward to going to? What's that tough arena? I know right now you're not playing with fans, but thinking there's fans in there.
But, I mean, still, I mean, it's probably a tie between IU and Michigan State. Maryland, when they had them fans, though, Maryland is – that's a tough place.
Yeah, that's tough, yeah.
For my freshman year, we lost to them. We was up by, like, 12. We should have won by, like, 20. They ended up winning. Fans was going crazy in there. Going crazy. But, like, getting excited for it, getting up for the game is probably between Indiana and Michigan State for sure.
No doubt. And I'm just curious, just kind of feeding off of that, is it different going on the road this year? Or you still got that same kind of – you know what I mean? Does it feel the same playing in Maryland with no fans?
No, not at all. I mean, it doesn't – road games don't feel the same at all. As far as, you know, the environment that you're in, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But as far as, you know, you go in there, we just got our 15 to 25 people with us, and they 30 to 35, you know what I'm saying? So.
Sound like I'm about to have a street fight.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much the only, but you know, you still got, you go in a road game, it's still everybody against you, so.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Eric, I know, like, a lot of people always want to know, what's it like playing for Paint? Kind of, what's Paint like as a coach? I know how he is as a person. Everybody knows how he is. But what's it like being in one of those practices?
I mean, I think that's probably one of the my more favorite things now, because, I mean, the way he is in practice and how he, you know, he breaks stuff down. Hold on.
How doing over there, man? Tell him you on some important. Tell me you on some important call, man.
Nah, he walked in the door. Mason did.
What up, Mason?
Yeah, I need to hear you. You want me to start that one over? You want to start that question over?
Nah, you're good. We can edit it out.
All right, bet. Perfect. I'm gonna start over. I think the biggest thing in practice is you just like to break stuff down for you, make sure you understand stuff. And I know some guys I know that don't get that every day of practice. It's like more of a, you know, sometimes either screaming or it's needed. You don't not get an explanation at all. So I learned to just value that and, you know, appreciate that from him and just use it to learn every day.
No doubt. And Eric, you went from, like you said, underclassmen to upperclassmen. Not even in just the sense of the word, but just in the sense of leadership real quick, because you guys don't have any seniors. So, I mean, you went from last year, you were playing the most minutes on the team, but you weren't necessarily looked at as the leader, the guy. You're a sophomore still. This year, I mean, y'all have some guys transfer out right away in the spring. You the guy. You the leader. These freshmen, they come in, they look to you. Even Mason and, I mean, Brandon, they're red shirt, but they still look to you. I know, what's that like being a leader now? Is that you like it? What's that role? What's it been? Let's talk about that.
I mean, I like it definitely for sure. You know, you being an older guy, you know a lot more now. You know, you understand the game on a deeper level rather than when you first get there, get to college. And so, I mean, but I owe a lot to dudes like you, Grady, Ryan, you know, just they've already been in that position. And they kind of, you know, laid it out, gave me the blueprint, gave me some pointers in different times. Like, I mean, you know, you hit me randomly after a game, before a game or something, saying something. You know, I just try to use that different type of stuff and, you know, based off my own intellect as well and just try to be better for my team.
No doubt, because your leadership, I mean, you may have a game where I'm not saying this is for fact. I'm giving this example. You may have a game, you may have 6-8 points, but you take a guy, you take him completely off the game defensively. You lead the guys, you get those young guys going. I mean, essentially, you're super essential to that win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you,
sure.
And you're a guy too that not only can you do that, you can give it on defense like I did. You can be a leader, maybe like I was, but your ability to go on the other end and affect the game that way is going to be huge for this team moving forward. So definitely when you're aggressive, the team benefits. And I don't mean aggressive as in shooting the ball over and over. I mean, when you out there hype, jumping, dancing.
Yeah, got some zip to me.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah.
That's what we love to see. That's what I love to see. But Eric, I'm excited about all what you've been doing. I'm very happy for you and proud of you. I got a couple questions from Twitter for you.
Yeah.
What's kind of like your game day routine for you?
Game day routine. What time we playing? Let me know what time we playing.
All right. That's a good answer back. Seven. That's a 7 o'clock tip. ESPN. You got Michigan State and Mackey. And we got fans.
Sure. We definitely getting shots of myself for about 45 minutes before the team go out there and do our thing. And then we got film, you know how that go. Film for 15, 20 minutes before that, and then we got team shoot around. And then I'm getting something good to eat after that. Gotta have good eats before the game. And then probably come in and shoot a little bit more before we do another shoot around. And then it's go time.
And on a win? You got a good home win. What you want to eat after? I know we got meals that come to the locker room. But yeah. What if you could choose on campus, what would you eat?
If I could choose, I don't know, man. Lately, I've been a fan of AJ's. They chicken tenders go crazy. They got good burgers, all that.
AJ's is fire.
It is.
And they open late.
Man.
AJ's is fire. Shout out to AJ's.
Late as you want it. We get back from a trip at like 1. You can still slide over there easily.
That's what's up, Eric. Nah, Eric, you come from good family. You come from a good mom, a good dad, very beautiful people, beautiful family. Eric, like I said, I can say it over and over again, kind of. From where I came to the restaurant, you was doing your senior project in high school to where you are now. I'm mad happy for your growth. I'm very excited for what you're doing with this team. I mean, I love when you go out there and you score buckets and you get buckets and you be aggressive and you lock people down. But what you're becoming into kind of as a young man at Purdue right now, you may not know it, but the legacy you're gonna leave as you keep doing what you're doing, it's going to be beautiful, man. I'm telling you. So sure. From here, from us to you, man, I know you got to get to class or something. Make sure everybody out there subscribe, like, leave a comment.
Yes, sir. Do that.
68 Podcast Network, Boil Up with Rayfield Davis. Eric Hunter Jr. checking in. My favorite college basketball player. Make sure you guys check out the game this week. For,